Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very young, very talented. I always kind of use the term, they're kind of, in the beginning years, they're like a fart in a skillet. They're just bouncing around everywhere. I mean, you know, it's like popcorn, you know. I'm not afraid to lead by example. I'm the guy that hadn't had a haircut since March 16th. I'm the guy that hasn't been in the gas station since March 16th. I'm not going to a grocery store and I haven't been to a restaurant. Was it something I said or something I did?
Did my words not come out right?
Hawk being out last week took our nipple rubber out.
No, I tried, but I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
You can't have enough Randy Fiedlers.
Just like every night has its dawn. Just like every cowboy sings a say its song.
I think Randy's a winner, truffully. You know, I don't care. I don't think he cares how it gets done as long as you win a football game.
That guy, man, that guy's a pleasure to work with and has been, man. Our friendship goes back to 25 years now. And I know that you would be here right now if I
could have let you know somehow. I guess put those lighters in the air for Coach Randy. The end of an era. The fart in a skillet days are over. Say goodbye to Nipple Rubber City.
Took our nipple rubber out.
We'll miss you, Coach. Coach Randy. Hi, Malzy.
Hi, Pony. How are you, buddy?
Why you sound so... Why you sound so chipper there? Why is a little pepping this stuff, huh?
I'm just glad you were down with my song suggestion there.
You had pointed out that Butler County,
despite Coach Randy's, you know, sort of southern drawl or semi-southern drawl, he's from Meadville, and the closest big rock act I could think would be Butler County, born and raised Bret Michaels and Poison. Mm. Now you suggested Train, but I don't know if they have a song whose majesty could capture Randy Fiechner's rise and fall with the Steelers quite like every rose.
And
has
plus, I hate Train, even though my wife has dragged me to see them in concert a couple times.
The only thing I like about Train is I watched that I Can See Your Voice show where it's like trying to decide if people can actually sing based on them lip syncing. And he was the singer, Pat Monahan, was at the center of by far the most, Craig can back me up on this, the most emotional reality television show moment I can ever remember watching. Like, I actually was tearing up because I was so happy that this one person won on the show.
And Craig can back you up on that?
Craig was watching. I told watching, Craig to go watch it. I
he
told
was watching
Craig to go
Sienna
watch it,
cover a six-point spread against Niagara that night.
Craig, back me up
second. When he first said it, I was like, I have no idea what he's talking about. It is ringing a bell, though. I think my wife watched it because I told her
about
it and I got
suckered
in. You know
what I'm
talking about. Every Train
song. It's a single mother winning $100,000,
yeah,
and Pat Monahan is at the center of the whole thing.
Every one of Train's songs sound the same to me.
Correct.
Hey, soul sister, ain't the master, master, bonafide, like, everything with him is the same, isn't it? Right? I mean, have you...
Their first ever song sounded different than everything else, that Meet Virginia song.
If you hear Train, you've heard them
drops
all.
Drops of Jupiter in her hair, yeah.
I can't do it. I really can't.
Is Train the Randy Fiechner of bands? everything sounds the same, just like everything in Coach Randy's offense looked the same after a while?
What, quick slants and...
Yeah, what would be... So, like, if train songs were, you know, it'd be quick slant left, quick slant right, bubble screen, shotgun draw, things of that nature.
You know, I think that there are a lot of... there are a lot of conclusions here. There are a lot of things based on Fichtner's exit. And we'll get to the other guys, but Fichtner's exit in particular that need to be addressed to start today's show. I think what I would want to make sure people know right off the bat here is Ben Roethlisberger isn't kept in the dark about things like this, even though, you know, there's some conversation about whether he's going to be back next year or not. I don't think, based on the way the Steelers do business with their exit interviews for players right now, that Ben would learn about this in a phone call or, his Twitter account manager sees it on social media and calls him. Like, Ben knows or knew that this was going to happen. And I have seen nobody report, no Adam Schefters, no Jason LaCanfora, that this has pissed off Ben so much that he's definitely now seriously contemplating retirement. So I don't put those two things, I don't put two and two together there. If you think that because Fichtner's out, that means Ben is going to retire, I'm not going there. What I do think is interesting is the Matt Canada story from today. If Fichtner was out and it meant another internal promotion, a guy that Tomlin really likes and thinks has some creative ideas and can take the Steelers offense into the 21st century. If Matt Canada was a shoo-in to replace Randy Fichtner, he is not, I repeat, not interviewing for the Miami Dolphins offensive coordinator job.
I agree with you.
So one thing I believe, just based on all the information that is made available to us right now, is maybe there's a compromise going on. Maybe there is a, hey, Ben, Randy's not going to be back. Now, before you hang up the phone or start telling us you're done, you know, we're not going to let Matt Canada be the offensive coordinator. So all those gimmicks and gadgetry and zone reads and, not zone reads, but jet sweeps
pre-snap
and those
motion,
things.
Pre-snap motion, window dressing.
Don't worry about that.
Well, then
that.
If you, okay, that's an interesting sort of conclusion to draw there, one that I hadn't thought of, so I like that. If that ends up being the case, and I know Jerry Dulac, who I give Jerry a hard time on this show, and he probably hates me for it, but so be it. He's very well connected. Jerry hypothesized that a couple former head coaches, Adam Gase, Jim Caldwell, Doug Peterson, might be on board as potential replacements for Coach Randy. Do you know who I would bet hard on of those three?
Well, hold on. He did not say that.
I thought he suggested the
idea
that
he said the Steelers
should
hire an offensive coordinator with NFL experience in that role.
You're right. Good call. I didn't have the tweet in front of me. But he floated those as three names that they should look at. So let's take those three names just and break them down for a second. Jerry's suggestion, okay? If that were the way they were headed on this one, I would bet hard on Doug Peterson. Why? Doug Peterson's most recent starter, until it just didn't work, Carson Wentz. Who's Carson Wentz's agent? Ryan Toner. Who's also Ryan Toner's client? Ben Roethlisberger.
See, I think you would I think that makes Peterson a non-starter because Doug Peterson had a falling out with Wentz, and they allegedly hate each other now. And Wentz won
still,
the power struggle there.
What if Ben Roethlisberger likes Peterson?
I mean. Who knows who Ben, of guys outside the organization, who Ben likes and doesn't like.
Okay, fine. Do you think because Ben hasn't said anything yet, and we both know, you far better than I know, that if he really wants to get his message out immediately, he won't waste time. Do you think that Ben is, even though he hasn't said anything, considering like retirement or taking this as a message being sent to him or anything like that, is unhappy enough or disillusioned enough with the immediate future of the offense next year that he might just say, screw this?
No, because I think
million's a lot of money, but I'm not going to walk away.
I don't think Ben, no, because I think Tomlin's comments yesterday, I think when Tomlin talked, he knew Fichtner was out here. Whether that was a decision Tomlin had come to on his own, or if it had come in consultation with Art Rooney and Kevin Colbert and others, when Tomlin talked, I think he knew the writing was on the wall with Randy Fichtner. I don't think that dawned on him an hour after he stopped talking to, you know, the Mark Caboli and Jim Colonies of the world. And I think, so he knew that. I think extension of that, Ben knew that. And Tomlin still said things like Ben was spectacular and there's a better chance than not he's on the team next year. I think we're really going to find out in the next few months how deep Ben's love of Randy Feuchner and Marquise Pouncey, how deep that well really is. Like, is that really what he's about? That, like, he doesn't want to work or he doesn't want to play with a new offensive coordinator and a new center, because there's still a very good chance the OC's out. The center might be out, too. He might retire. That's still a possibility. And we'll see if Ben prioritizes those things and puts a lot of stock in those things. I do know the last time they brought in an offensive coordinator from outside the organization and got rid of one of Ben's buddies and Bruce Arians, the next year the results were terrible. They were 22nd. They were 22nd in scoring offense in Todd Haley's first year.
I wonder why that would be.
So
can't
I don't
imagine. I can't really fabricate an answer to that one.
I wouldn't look at this as a quick fix. I don't think somebody comes in and works magic with Ben. I don't think he's going to really want that.
Do you think this is a way to softly try to nudge him towards retirement by them? Like, they're not trying to send a message. He is made aware of it. But they are hoping that they're trying to play a little bit of chess here, because they don't want to go through the ugly process of actually having to cut him. So they figure we'll cut his guy loose and we'll just say, hey, sorry, results weren't enough. And your center's probably going to retire, and just hope that he takes the hint.
I don't think they want him to retire. No, I don't. I don't think they do. If they want him to retire, I don't think that Tomlin even finds – I don't think he makes qualifier compliments yesterday. I don't think he says those things.
Man, really? You don't think he would have just still – I mean, he said a bunch of things. You just said it. Did he knew yesterday, in your opinion, that
yeah, that's
Randy
why he gave
gone?
He gave, like, the most empty answers on coordinators and assistant coaches yesterday.
He specifically refused – to actually evaluate Roethlisberger based on his on-field performance yesterday. He like, in direct language, said that he wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, because I think Ben has a lot of thinking to do here. We don't know at some point the Steelers might make, maybe not an ultimatum to Ben, but they might make a new kind of offer to him, you know, that has either a pay cut in there or has, you know, phony years added to the contract that aren't even real extension years, which they've never done before, but they've also never had a player with a $41 million cap hit in their history that eats up over 20% of their total payroll for next year.
Who also looks shot.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the relevant part here. Aaron Rodgers' cap hit for next year is like $36 million.
He doesn't look shot. I can't understate with Feuchner, though, that this though, to me... You know,
we got another little piece of news here. Not that it's a big one.
Go ahead.
James Daniel, the tight ends coach, retiring after 17 years with the team. So now you've got no coaches on the offensive side with more than 2 years of experience with the club.
Hmm. That's not necessarily a bad thing. I think this is a signal to me that, at least from... We don't know where the idea to get rid of Randy, we don't know who it started with. My guess is it didn't start with Tomlin. It didn't start with Ben. It started with somebody else. That person got their way, and it's proof that they failed. Because you heard the funny clips from Tomlin. This is the guy that gave him his first real job. Feuchner was an offensive coordinator at Arkansas State. He hired Tomlin to be his wide receivers coach when he was 25 years old. And then as soon as Tomlin was hired as the Steelers head coach, what did he do? He hired Randy Feuchner and gave him his first NFL job. These guys go way back. Ben Roethlisberger lobbied for Feuchner to be his offensive coordinator. So both of these guys lost someone that they love working with.
So is this the invisible hand of Art Rooney behind
maybe,
the scenes?
I don't know that yet. Maybe Bouchette, or when we have Colony on in 10 minutes, he can help us with that.
I mean, who else would it be? Is Kevin Colbert calling shots behind the scenes and saying, this isn't good enough, what I saw? to me, it can only, if you believe that it's not Tomlin and it's not Roethlisberger, it's not specifically Tomlin. Roethlisberger's not going to go to them and say, I love Coach Randy, but we sucked and it's his fault. If it's not one of those two, I don't really see how it could be anybody but our.
Yeah, or I guess it could be Tomlin, you know, putting loyalties and friendships on the side and doing what is best for his team, which I think is a
well,
really
that would be the most encouraging. That would be the most encouraging thing it could be, by the way, because that would require Mike Tomlin having taken a hard look at things and saying, I, you know, beyond all of my platitudes and all of my coach speak and all of my Tomlin cliches, I realize that there is something fundamentally broken here, and I'm going to have to do something that on an interpersonal level I hate doing to try to rectify it. And I'm going to have to also risk pissing off my quarterback, who's presumably going to be back next year, to achieve the end I want to achieve. That would actually encourage me if it was Mike Tomlin doing his own wet work here.
Colony is going to join us next, and he's our Steelers beat man. What does he think of the Steelers' changes? Did they make enough of them? Will they make a difference moving forward, getting rid of Coach Randy? There's also Tom Bradley. And we're going to talk to Colony, too, about Sean Sweetfeet Surrett, this guy who was let go today. Which, position coach firings or dismissals aren't always a big deal. They are when they're former Steeler greats like Joey Porter. Or it's somebody that was a Hall of Famer like Mike Munchak who leaves for a lateral job. In this case, here is a guy who's fairly anonymous to people, but he won't be after we talk to Colony next. It's the PM Team on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.